If you're just tuning in to today's second date update, you know, normally this is the time where I do a big intro and embellish the story about what happened on the first date, maybe make a few jokes. Well, this one doesn't even need it. I'll just recap what happened. Sean took a girl out to the movies, and then he ended up knocking over a little girl, spilling her popcorn, and then laughing in her face. And now he's wondering why he's not getting a call back.
You don't feel too good about that recap, do you, Sean?
Doesn't sound good when you say it.
No.
Nothing does.
But, yeah. I mean, to your defense, you did apologize profusely, buy the little girl new popcorn. I mean, if this really is the reason that this girl isn't calling you back, do you want to go out with her again?
Yeah, of course I want to go out with her again. She was hot. Like, I totally want to.
All right. Nice. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and find out what happened, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Julia, please?
This is Julia.
Hey, what's up, Julia? How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, what? Wait, who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's
it going?
Hi.
Any idea why a radio show would be calling you?
Not really.
What do you think of the Bahamas?
Wait, like, a trip to the Bahamas?
No, I was just asking your opinion on the Bahamas.
It's just a
I'm calling you because you actually went out on a date with one of our listeners and they emailed us to get a hold of you.
Wait, but what about the Bahamas again?
Oh, I was thinking of booking a vacation coming up. I was just asking your opinion if you'd ever been. But let's get to that later. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what happened. And you recently went out with a dude named Sean.
Sean.
Yeah. And Sean emailed us because he says he took you out to dinner and a movie and he thought everything was great, but now you're not returning any of his phone calls or text messages.
Yeah. I mean, did he like tell you guys what happened on the date, or like it was like kind of embarrassing?
Do you mean when he punched the kid?
He didn't punch the kid.
He did not.
When he knocked the little girl over and the popcorn went everywhere. He told us that part.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Everyone was staring. We were sort of the center of attention in the lobby.
Oh, no.
He also said that his first reaction was to laugh, so it looked like he was laughing at this little girl.
Yeah, he like was laughing hysterically. He like, couldn't get it together. And the mom was like angry and screaming at him.
Whoa.
It was not good.
Did you think he was a bad person for laughing?
Like, not a bad person. That's a bit extreme, but right. It definitely was not the right reaction. He's like laughing in the face of this crying 6-year-old, and I'm looking at him like, are you serious? Stop.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a little unsettling.
Yeah, so I kind of put a damper on the whole thing because we were having like a really good conversation right before that happened. So.
Yeah, I can see that.
So is that it then? Is that why you don't want to call him back?
No, that's like not all that happened. Did he like talk to you at all about like once we went into the movie?
There's something worse than him laughing at an injured 6-year-old?
To me, yeah.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, what's worse than that?
Like an old lady?
Well, no.
He's just throwing elbows at everybody in the theater? Like, what is he doing?
No, he didn't do anything to anybody else. But he did something that for me, I thought was way more inappropriate. When we like got into the movie theater, the movie started, like lights were down, everyone was quiet because they were watching the movie. And he like kept talking about what happened with the little girl. Like he wouldn't let it go.
Oh, he was talking to you?
Yeah, he was like leaning over to me during the movie being like, her mom should have been watching her. Why was she like even in my way? And like blaming the little girl for it.
What? No.
So what
I wouldn't have had to knee her in the forehead if she wasn't like standing in front of my knee.
Yeah, no, really though. He was completely blaming her. And then was saying that I was distracting him with like a story I was telling right before. He said that like I distracted him from the little girl and like it was partially my fault.
Oh,
wow. What did you blame her and you?
What did you say to that?
I mean, I wanted him to just be quiet. So I was just like, and I wasn't sure if he was like joking. But if he was joking, like I did not think it was funny.
Yeah, well, he obviously has a weird sense of humor. With the whole laughter to begin with. So, I don't know, maybe benefit of the doubt, he was being sarcastic?
maybe he was trying to make a joke, like lighten the mood, and was embarrassed. I don't know. But I mean, he was blaming everybody else for it.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah. So you just thought basically he's a jerk and you don't want to see him again.
Yeah. It was just a turnoff that he wouldn't like take responsibility for what he did. And hey, I don't.
Julia, hello? That's interesting.
Hello. Sorry. What's going on?
Oh, Julia, I forgot to tell you. Sean is actually on the other line listening to this conversation. He wants to talk
to you. Are
you
serious?
Yeah, he is serious. I'm right here.
Okay. I mean, you get that that's like obnoxious behavior, right?
Well, first of all, when we got in there, like we were totally having a great conversation. And then after that happened and like I did all those like nice things to these people who like shouldn't have been screaming at me in the lobby. Like you totally like were giving me the cold shoulder and like not talking to me. So I was like trying to tell you that like it was not my fault.
I wasn't talking to you because we were in a movie.
I was talking about before the movie even started. Yeah, like before, like during like the preview and stuff like that. Like you totally
like
stopped talking to me.
Yeah, usually people stop talking at the beginning of a movie, Sean.
Well, look, the point is like I think she thought that I was like this horrible person for doing this, and like I wanted her to know, like first of all, this little girl is just standing there in the middle of the lobby. Like, where is this mom? Like she came out of nowhere and started yelling at me, but like, watch your kid.
Wait, you, that's like. Do you, like, hear how you're coming off right now?
You were there. I mean, you were there, right? You saw that she was nowhere to be seen. Like, she just
She's
let her kid walk around.
Kid. She's not, like, to blame for you running into her. I mean, what was I supposed to do? Like, go over to her and be like, hey, little girl, you are in the way. Can you just, like, get up and move?
No, but I thought maybe, like, when the mom just started screaming in my face, maybe you would, like, come to my defense considering I was talking to you and looking at you when it happened.
So, wait, that was Julia's fault that she didn't defend you against an angry mother as well?
You just stood there.
Oh, my God. You
yeah,
don't
Julia.
Take responsibility for anything, do
She's
you?
The jerk.
Yeah, what are you doing,
oh
Julia?
Gosh. See, that is exactly what I'm talking about. No responsibility. Blaming everyone else for the whole thing.
It literally wasn't my fault. Like, I was looking at you, and the little girl was in my way. There was nothing about that that was my fault. Everybody
oh
else around
God.
Me was making that happen.
Julia, I think he sounds like real relationship material, and that getting into arguments with him down the road is going to be just real fun.
See, this is exactly why I wasn't responding to his text. To
yeah,
oh,
I can see. I get it.
Okay, I am coming across as a bad guy here, and I am not the bad guy in this. Like, if I could, like, diagram this out for you, like, the way that we were walking and the way that Julia was facing, she could see the kid in front of me. Like, she watched me walk right into her. She had, like, a good 3 seconds easily
Julia,
to warn
you,
me it was going to happen.
You monster, Julia.
Man,
how could you just watch that kid about to get wrecked by Sean in the movie theater?
She set the kid up.
Oh, my. I cannot believe what you're saying right now.
He's ready to.
You're like a detective now.
He's ready to submit diagrams of what happened. Sean, just apologize and leave it at that. I don't get why you can't do that.
Okay, fine. I will apologize. I apologize that Julia didn't see this person and tell me that she was coming and then make me look like this crazy monster who, like, assaulted a kid.
Awesome.
Okay,
well,
then.
On that note, I think I need to ask you guys if you'll go out again on a second date. Julia, would you like to go out with Sean again one more time? We'll pay for it.
No, thanks. Not even if you pay for it.
Of course you would say that.
She's a monster.
Yeah. Sean, I'm sorry, man. No second date for you.
All right, well, you know what? At least we know who's to blame, and it's not me. It's Julia, because she can't see the big picture.
Yeah.
That's
Get
it.
With it, Julia. Damn it.